Chapter 1. Orienting Ourselves for the Journey. Theological Roots of Conversation. God's very nature is to be in dialogue. The Trinity, in an eternal movement or flow of openness and receiving, a total giving and accepting, spilling over into creation and calling creation back into communion with God's self. Stephen Bevins and Roger Schroeder, Prophetic Dialogue. Our bodies are always situated within larger conversations and larger stories. The world didn't begin with me or you, and I suspect that it will not end with us either. According to the scriptural story, even the first humans were created from other pre-existing materials as part of God's story of creation. We are creatures in God's story, and we function best when we are guided and oriented by our knowledge of who God is and of the story of God's action in creation. The fundamental question this book addresses is, how can our churches initiate and sustain practices of conversation? But before we turn to this central question, it will be beneficial for us to look first at the questions of who God is and what God is doing in the world, as these questions will highlight why conversation is vital both to who we are as human beings created in God's image and to the work of reconciliation that God is doing in creation. The Mystery of the Trinity. Over the past half century, theologians have increasingly recognized that our conversational existence as humans is at the core of our being as people created in the image of the triune God, who exists as three in one, an eternal conversation characterized by love, presence, and cooperation. The Trinity is one of the greatest mysteries of the Christian faith. It defies our rationality. How can God be both one and three? Philosophers and theologians have grappled with the nature of the Trinity since the earliest centuries of the Church. One prominent long-standing interpretation of the Trinity, social Trinitarianism, emphasizes the three divine persons in contrast to other interpretations that emphasize their unity. Social Trinitarians maintain that God is fundamentally a social being, and that humankind created in God's image is also fundamentally social. This social account of the Trinity offers us a depiction of God in conversation. That is, God invites us into a life of conversation not only with God, but also with our fellow human beings. As we prepare to reflect on the discipline of conversation, I want to highlight three facets of the relationship among the persons of the Trinity. Following the theology of social Trinitarianism, I believe that careful reflection on the nature and the relationships of the Trinity will illuminate the ways we seek to live faithfully in community with other human beings. Although there are many facets of the Trinity that could be explored, I will focus on three: mutual presence, an economy of reciprocity, and the way in which the Trinity is bound together in diversity. Mutual presence. Theologians who take a social view of the Trinity often describe the unity of the three divine persons in terms of their indwelling of one another. To say that the persons of the Trinity indwell one another is also to say that they are mutually present to one another. In mutual presence, the persons of the Trinity are fully attentive to one another, speaking and responding out of this complete attention.